excision number 11965, reel 2.
Mr. Spencer, reel 2. We were talking about your time with the 7th Battalion, Lancashire Fusiliers, at Turton Camp in September 1914. Mm. Did you get a chance to get home during the 2 weeks? Because you were just about to go off to Egypt, weren't you? Did you get a chance to get home?
Oh, yes. Yes, every night time you could go in, you could go home, you see. And then when you got home, you know, you had a bit of a tuck in. And maybe your mother had made you a pastry cake, you know, full of currants in.
Would you have to go back to the unit, though, to sleep? Or would you be allowed... You wouldn't be
allowed to... Oh, no, you had to go back.
Mm. So it wasn't an overnight stop?
Oh, no.
How is it far from Turton to Bury, or did you walk, or...?
No, I don't. We used to walk it, We used to go through what they called Turton Bottoms, and that was a shortcut.
Now, were you aware that the 42nd Division was going to go to Egypt? When did you first hear about that? Because you all went off, didn't you?
Oh, well, no. I think before I joined up, it was pretty, you know, general knowledge that the 5th Battalion was going to Egypt somehow or other to got out, but anyhow, that's where we landed.
But now, according to the things, you left about the 9th of September and got to Egypt on about the 25th of September.
Yes.
Now, do you remember much about when you left Turton? I mean, did you get a send-off, the camp, or did you just go?
No, it was dark when we got on the train. It was dark.
And what do you remember about the journey?
Not much, because it had to keep stopping train, you know.
And you were going to Southampton?
Yeah.
And what happened there?
Well, pretty, you know, not much really, till we got to Egypt, then we...
You don't remember much about the journey out on the ship then?
No, there was, no, everything was very quiet. They did say that the brigadier was on board the ship, you know, of the brigade. How many was on the ship, I wouldn't know. How many's in a brigade? I don't know. You see,
did you feel sentimental when you left England, you know, left Southampton? Was there any singing or anything like that? Or
No, I don't remember anything like that, no.
And were the conditions on the ship all right during the voyage out? I mean...
Yes, very uneventful, uneventful. Then when we got to, you know, all the trains were lined up, and...
That was at Alexandria?
Yeah.
And you got onto the train?
Yeah. And these trains, you know, they at each end, they had like a platform, you know, where you... you know, you could stand on that, you see. Not a crowd, of course, but they said a lot of... They said because the brigadier was on board that no beer or anything was on sale. Whether that was true or not, I don't know. But they did say so. So some of these men, you know, that were used to having beer and things like that, were craving for it by the time we got to Alexandria. And there, a lot of these gypos, Egyptians, you know, were offering these bottles, supposed to be whiskey, you see, but I think they said that it were more methylated spirits that they were given, and some of these like got hold of them, and I think there was one or two killed with it falling from this platform, as I mentioned, through drinking this methylated spirits, so-called whiskey.
Now, your brigade was on the way to Cairo, to Abbasiyah Barracks, is that right?
Yeah.
And anything else about the journey on the train?
No.
And what were the barracks like?
Oh, they were terrible, really. There was just empty shelves and no beds in or anything, and there were biscuits, you know, and you got three of these to lie on, on the birth floor.
Were they ready filled with straw, or were they?
Yeah, something like that, filled with something. And then in the morning you just pick them up and laid your kit out on top of it, you know. And then, of course, we started with our square bashing and things like that, going out on desert training.
Could I ask you a bit about your training? You know, was it there that you were taught to shoot, I presume? Was it there you were taught to shoot?
Yes, yeah.
How did they go about it?
Well, they had, of course, all this training, I suppose, mapped out. Like certain days you went out on the desert, and other days you went on the rifle range.
Doing the rifle range first, do you remember how they went about teaching you to shoot? I mean, what method did they use?
Well, I don't know. You just lay down on a kind of a bunker, and the targets were there, and a certain distance, and they told you how to hold your rifle, you see, how to fire and to aim. When you pull the trigger, you're inclined to pull the rifle a bit with it, so. If you were aiming, you know, on the rifle, you had
a V
to line up with the in between 7 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You see, you're supposed to aim at 6 o'clock. You see, but when you pull the trigger, you pull the rifle a bit towards it, you see, and then fire. And then there's, in the butts down below, there's markers and they signal what you've scored, with your bullseye, you know.
And were you a good shot?
I think I'm as good as any of them.
Give you your marks, like, you know, did you pass out as a first class shot or what?
Oh well, I don't think there were any such thing as that, passing out, no. Then the next you know, you had these stuffed dummies like, on a frame, and you had to go with your bayonet, you know, like stabbing them. And you see, they had a drill, you see, I forget what it was, parry something, and stabbing these dummies with the bayonet.
What about route marching in the desert? Did you do any of that? Route marching in the desert?
Well, I don't know whether I'd call it route marching, because there were no roads made. It was just trudging over sand hills and things like that.
Was that hard on the foot? It's, Pardon? Mean, was it difficult underfoot?
Well, yes, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy walking. And at one time they gave... they had... but I don't think it was... I don't know. But I don't think it was much of a success because they weren't widely issued. But they were kind of a wire business, you see. They're strapped on your shoe. You know, something like these skiers. Something like that.
But that wasn't much good.
Pardon?
It was no good, you say.
Well, I don't think so. I'm not a judge. Only what I think. The brigadier might think something different.
But what was it like? Did you try them?
No. That's why I say they weren't, widely issued.
Did you do much tactical exercises, pretend attacks and...
Yeah, well, yes.
Were they very... Did you find them useful?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm.
What about the heat of the desert? Did that bother you at all?
Well, yes. Well, certain periods of the year are like here, you know, you get the very hot, the very hot climates, and perhaps other months like we have January and February. Here, you know, the hotter months are June, aren't they? It was supposed to be. Mm.
So, how did you find the climate? Did it bother you?
Well, not until, I don't know whether it was climate or not. You see, I know one time I'd been in hospital, but I don't know...
Was that after?
Whether it was when I came from the... I think that was when I came from the Gallipoli, you see, and I went... I was in hospital, and...
We'll come to that then, Nia. I've led you on there. So, you weren't that bothered by the climate when you first got there, while you were training? It didn't trouble
you?
No,
I don't think so, no.
What about... how did you get on with the Egyptians in Alexandria, in Cairo?
Well... personally, I hadn't much to do with them, really.
Did you get out much?
Yes, you got leave to go in town, you know.
What would you do?
And in town, in places, especially one place outside Cairo, Heliopolis, you know, they had huge screens in the street, you know. You could stand there and watch it, you see. But that was out there, Heliopolis, where a lot of the better class people live, you know, in the big houses out there.
And
there was a kind of South Shore atmosphere out there, you know, amusements thing, if you had any money to spend on them.
So what would you do when you went into town? I mean, what was your idea?
Well, I don't know. I used to think I was a bit awed by it all, you know. You know, I used to see some like soap adverts and Singer sewing machine, you know. And it all seemed so strange, and all, you know, of course I knew when I was going to Egypt that they were black people, but, you know, when you're hundreds and thousands of black people.
But you didn't mix much with them, you didn't see much of them.
I didn't mix much with them, I don't They were servants, you know, in the camp, you know, the toilets, you know, they were very primitive, Pardon?
In the barracks.
Yeah, you used to sit on the seat and a kind of a bucket underneath you. And then all of a sudden the bucket was whisked from underneath you. You know, it had been taken away.
What about the Australian troops? Did you see much of them?
Yeah.
Well, how did you... what did you think of them?
Oh, well, they're a fine lot of people, a fine lot of men.
Did you know of any of the trouble? I mean, there was bits and bobs of trouble.
Well, you always got a bit of frictions with even your own people sometimes, especially if they've had a drop of beer, too much, and they start grumbling and and then there was always this these loose women that men were after, and then they had to suffer for it after.
There was quite a lot of VD, was there then? There was quite a lot of VD in...
Well, I mean to say, I put the citadel, of course, when we were at the first barracks, we didn't see the citadel. It was when we went to Cazenil barracks that we came into contact with that, you know, a big citadel and a magnificent place inside, you know, but a lot of that was turned into a VD hospital, you know, and many a time you'd lads that you knew, you know, and they'd say, "Where's so and so? Oh, well, he's up at Citadel," you see.
Had you made any special friends by then amongst your B company? Or?
Oh, yes, well, yes.
Is there anyone in particular?
Old Pally, from Bury.
What about amongst the Salford lads? What about amongst the Salford lads? Have you made any special pals amongst them?
Amongst?
The Salford boys. Have you made any special friends there?
Well, no.
So you were still mainly friendly with Bury?
I was, but even now, you see, they've all faded away. They died, you see. We came back... lads that I knew.
Now, so you moved to Kazir El Nil barracks at Alexandria. You all went, the whole battalion moved.
Oh, yeah.
And you started machine gun training at some point as well, didn't you?
I was, yes, well, that was training, was after I came back from Gallipoli, that I was instructing these new recruits that come out from England, you
see.
So
when did you have your machine gun training?
I think when we did the honorary training, you know.
So while you were at...
Abbasia Barracks, yeah.
Right. And what was your machine? What machine gun were you trained in?
I don't know. Was it the Maxim or something?
It was a Maxim, yes.
You know, it was a heavy affair. Of course, it could pull it in pieces, and one man was had to carry a certain lot, you see.
And what was your job on the within the gun team, the machine gun team? What did you usually do?
Well, I couldn't really just say. Fired it.
Were you usually the person who fired it?
Pardon?
Were you usually the person who fired it?
Yeah.
And did it had a belt?
Yeah, that's right. You see, you people, you see, you bring things back to my memory, you see. Yes, a belt. Certainly.
And that's what you were training before you went to Gallipoli. Yeah. So were you in the machine gun section then of B Company when you went?
No, I wasn't in, I'd had training on it, but I wasn't in it.
So you were still just a rifleman, really?
Yeah, But I did fire it, you see.
Now, what about at Qasr El Nil? What were those barracks like? Were they any better than the ones at Abbasir?
Well, we did get a bedstead, but there again, it was full of bugs. We used to, at night time, we used to get a candle if we could get one and go around and killing them with a candle, you know.
On the bedstead?
Brown ones.
They were bed bugs?
Yeah.
Was there a problem with actual lice, body lice, like you got later on at Gallipoli?
Oh, no. Well, later on you got those, when we were in Gallipoli, really.
But
we used to take our shirt off and go killing them and see.
I'll come back to that, but while you were at Qasr El Nil, the bugs you got there were just bed bugs, not lice.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you remember about your time at Qasr El Nil?
Well, we were on the top floor and we had 80 steps to climb. And certain duties, you know, they used to bring a bucket up at night, you know, for you to relieve yourself. And then, you know, in your turns, you had to carry that bucket down all them steps to be emptied. And there was a canteen there. There was a wet canteen where they used to have beer in tin mugs. And then there was the dry canteen that you could get biscuits and things like that. If you had any money.
Did you drink by then? Or were you still teetotal, or did you drink by then?
Oh, well, you couldn't. Well, I couldn't, because I hadn't the money. You see, I wouldn't. I might have a drink of beer, but I didn't make a practice of it because I hadn't got the money.
What did you spend what money you did have on? I mean, you didn't get much.
Well, you had to buy polish for your buttons and things, you know. Things like that, toothpaste. Unless they could send you some out from home.
Did you... What would you do for recreations then while you were there? I mean, you know, did they organise any sport for the men?
No, there were no sports those days.
No football?
They might have a bit impromptu football match, something like that.
Now, you were out there until... When did you first hear any rumours that you might be going to Gallipoli?
Well, I don't. We just knew that. I don't know when the rumours, but it was a rather common knowledge that we were going to end up there.
Was it common knowledge before the landings on the 25th of April? Before the first landings, did you know you were going to Gallipoli? Or was it only after the landings?
I wouldn't know.
So, what happened when you were. When you went, how did they organise it? How was it all organised when the division got itself together to go to Gallipoli? What happened?
Well, of course, we had to go to Alexandria and get on board this boat and took us to one of these Greek islands, Mudros, and then we got on these smaller lighters, you know, and then we proceeded up to this sunk boat. What was it called?
Well, it could have been the River Clyde.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that journey? Was there anything that comes to mind?
No.
Okay, so when you landed at V Beach, that would be about the 5th or 6th of May, probably. Do you remember the landing? What was it, during the day or at night you landed?
No, it was, as far as I remember, it was daytime.
And did you actually land through the River Clyde?
Yeah, we got on the River Clyde, and then there was these duck boards, you know, and in the water, you know, and you just walked on them and got ashore.
And what were your first impressions of the beach? You know, that would be V Beach.
Well, the first impression was this huge hill, Archie Barber, standing up front, at top of you, from where they could see everything.
And what about actually in the beach area? Was it...
It was sandy there.
But what was was there a lot going on the beach? Or?
Oh, yes, a lot of activity, yeah.
What sort of thing?
Well, only getting ashore, getting new equipment and things, coming and going, these lighters. And then at night time we moved off then.
And where did you go to?
Oh, I don't know. Goodness knows. We seem to be going from A to B and B to C and back again, all over again. I don't know. They didn't seem to know where we were going.
Now, you told me last time that you were carrying some bacon. Mm. How'd that, where'd you got that from?
Well, they gave you on the shore, you see. They distributed iron rations out. Because we didn't know when next meal we were going to get.
And this wasn't sort of... this was quite a big side of bacon, was it?
Oh, yeah. About that size.
Two, four.
A bit weighty. And I carried it, and all in the darkness and stumbling, and you never knew where you were going, no lights or anything. And I asked... for volunteers to carry it. Nobody came forward, so I just dropped it. So I suppose the birds will have eaten it by now.
And was there any artillery fired during that?
Oh, yes.
Was it near you or just...
Well, not just near us, not on the... where we were on the beachhead. No.
Were you scared at all? I mean, this was the first time you'd been in a battlefront. How did you feel yourself?
Well, I didn't feel so joyful.
So, what happened next then? You that night you were wandering about.
Yeah.
You don't know where you went.
Pardon?
You don't know exactly where you went.
No.
But what's the next thing you do? What you remember? You drop the bacon and then what?
Yes,
happened?
Well, we carried on, and then eventually we landed at a point, I don't know where it was, and we had supposed to have our breakfast then, with the billy cans and things brewing up.
Did anyone ask you where the bacon was?
No. Well, yeah, one or two did. Yeah.
But you didn't get into trouble?
Oh, no. No, they didn't, no.
And what type of a place was this where you had your breakfast? I mean, what were your immediate surroundings? Was it in a gully or something?
Yeah, yes, in the gully, you know. They come down and the water comes down, you see, and... it's a bit of cover for you.
Was it a big gully?
Well, different proportions. Some were big and some weren't so very big.
And what happened after breakfast that day?
Well, we moved off to they got us, I suppose, where we were eventually supposed to be. In the trenches there, but I know how long or anything like that, I don't know. I know that we had to go over the top, and I know that this fella...
Hang on a minute. Now, when you went over the top, was that almost immediately you got up to the trenches?
I couldn't really say, you know, really.
Or would it be a week or two later?
Oh, no, it wasn't a week so long, no.
So this was probably the attack when you were supporting the fifth or the sixth Lancashire Fusiliers?
I don't know. You see, they don't tell you. You don't know what's happening. You see, they don't come round and tell you, we're going to do this or we're going to do the other. They just tell you, you got to do it. And I don't know how long or what, in what support, I don't know. I only know that we went over the top. And
So you weren't told, given a proper briefing before you attacked?
No.
And it hadn't been long at all from when you got up to the front that you attacked?
No.
Could it have been the same day or the next day, or would it have been longer than that?
I don't think it was the same day. No, it may have been a couple of days later.
Right, that gives us the idea anyway.